Hi, you're listening to the My Body, My Story podcast.
Be courageous, be brave. And I think the hardest four-letter word in the English language is help. And that is something I would have told my 30-year-old self.
This is the 45 over 45 chapter, where we celebrate rule breakers and role models, the women who inspire us to live life our way and to show their sensuality, beauty, soul, and true essence. Here we talk about what it's like to be 45 plus, adjusting to the changes that come with time, and we'll listen to the stories of our participants. If you have an interesting story to share, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us on info@alexandrawalcott.com, and that's Alexandra spelled with a KS, or visit our website, alexandrawalcott.com.
Hi, Isabel. Welcome to our studio and welcome to the project, My Body, My Story. While you're sitting in the makeup chair and Tanya is doing makeup for you, I'll be asking you questions. And let's start with telling us a bit about yourself.
I was born in South Africa and moved to Australia when I was 16. So I've lived here longer than I lived in South Africa. I've lived in Perth, Melbourne, and now Sydney. And it was the best move of my life.
So what do you prefer, Perth or Sydney?
Sydney, definitely. Perth is almost the end of the earth, really. It's so far from everything.
So you're enjoying life here?
Yes, I am very much. My three children were born in Perth, and two of them live in Canberra now, and one lives in Melbourne.
Oh, so you're all over the country now.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are you most passionate about?
You know, I've been asked that question so many times, and I couldn't honestly tell you. I am very passionate about my family. My three girls, my four grandchildren. They are what really matters most to me. And my husband, last but not least. My husband is a very, very special man. And so my passion lies in keeping the family unit together and making sure everybody feels loved.
It's a good one. It's a tough job, actually.
It is very tough. It's very tough. Sometimes it doesn't always work that well.
It doesn't work as we think it should.
That's right. We have our own ideas about what is a perfect family. Mm. And there is no such thing.
You think there is no thing
like there, perfect no, family? No, there isn't. We all have our flaws. We all have to live with them.
But if it would be something like or close to perfect, what is it for you, the perfect family?
That we would be closer, as in geographically. Mm-hmm. I don't think we see enough of each other, and COVID has not helped. So I'm hoping that as the borders open, we'll get to see more of each other.
So it's important to be physically close to each other. That's what you're saying.
Yes, it is. With technology, though, we are able to
communicate.
That's right. See each other, and so that allows me to keep up with my grandchildren's rapid rate of growth.
How old they are, your grandchildren?
I have two who are 2.5, and a 7-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Two of them, most of the, like 2.5, it's nearly 2 years you didn't see them in the 2.5 years.
Yes, absolutely. And we've only moved back to Australia a year ago from the States, so.
Okay.
I haven't seen them. I haven't seen much of them at all.
So you lived in the States as well?
Yes, in Dallas. We spent 4 years there, which was interesting, but it was time to come. It was time to come home.
So everyone knows that with age we change, but what positive changes have you experienced so far?
I'm more relaxed about who I am. Mm-hmm. I think I know myself a little better now. Mm-hmm. And I don't care too much about other people's opinions regarding the way I look or what I do.
Mm. What they think about you?
Doesn't matter much to me at all.
Does it mean that you know yourself better?
I think so. But it doesn't come without effort. Mm. You have to really get to know yourself. It doesn't just happen because you're older.
Yeah, it's still work to do. So what is the biggest challenge for you at this age?
Maintaining my health mm-hmm. is a big challenge at the moment. Apart from that, the challenge that I found at this age, mainly with regard to making friends after having been out of the country for so long. Mm-hmm. And again, with COVID, it hasn't been easy to get out. Yeah. So establishing new friendships has been difficult. A definite challenge.
And with age, it's more difficult because you, not that you have more requirements, but you're not ready to put up with some things which you were able to do when you were younger, or you know exactly who is your person. So
absolutely. And I've always had a tribe of women, not many, mm-hmm. but they were, and they still are, very, very special people, mm-hmm. where you don't have to say very much. And, you know, it's understood. Mm-hmm. It's understood. Where it's almost like starting high school in year 12, where everybody already has established their friendships. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult to get in.
I agree with you. Yep. Mm.
Especially if coming to Sydney after being away for a while, I don't have that many friends in Sydney. Mm. Most of them are still in Melbourne and Perth. Mm-hmm. And so it's that's been a challenge.
Are you considering to move back to Perth or Melbourne?
No. Excuse me, definitely not. No. My husband and I don't tend to go back. So we're making
forward.
Yes, we're making plans to move perhaps to Queensland to retire there when he's ready.
Yeah, that's a nice place.
Yes, so we'll go and check it out and see what's happening there.
So that's why you chose probably Australia, because it has the kangaroo and ostrich who never go back, or it's only forwards.
Yes, well, I think my mum was very smart, because she decided that I needed to come here and have more opportunities here than I would have had in South Africa.
Mm, so you came here by your own?
I had a brother here, an older brother in his family. Mm-hmm. And when my dad died, my mum made him my guardian. And my mum was a woman who couldn't cope very well. And I had a boyfriend and she wasn't happy with the boyfriend. Mm. So she packed me off.
Send you away.
Yes. I ended up marrying him, which wasn't such a good move.
So she was right at the end.
You see, you should always listen to your mother. It was a good, yeah. Absolutely. Sometimes mothers know best.
Yeah, they feel it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what is your greatest accomplishment been so far?
Surviving, rearing three girls, and living through their periods of being 15.
Teenage.
One of them, her 15-year-old period lasted until she was almost 19. I did get a call from my oldest daughter when she was 20, apologizing for her behavior at 15. And really, she wasn't that bad. And now they have their own children to deal with. So, karma. Yes, absolutely. I listen to their stories and I smile.
My mom usually tells me, you will know it later, and when time comes to this moment, she said, you see, I told you that. This forbidden phrase, I told you.
Yeah, I try not to do that. I just smile, and when they're gone, I'd say to my husband, well, we saw that coming, didn't
yes.
we?
So if you could go back in time and meet your 30-year-old self, what advice would you give her?
When I read these questions, I saw that the first word that came to me, and it was only one word that came to mind, was run. Life at 30 was not pleasant. What I would say now is be courageous, be brave. And I think the hardest four-letter word in the English language is help. And that is something I would have told my 30-year-old self. Ask for help. Mm. Always.
Yeah, sometimes we're afraid to ask for help, or we don't know how to do it. And I think we should teach our kids to ask for help when they need it without hesitation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's there's almost a fear installed where you think that you will be considered weak.
Yeah.
And so you don't ask because you're supposed to be strong and be able to do these things, all sorts of things.
Mm. And actually, it's opposite thing, that you have to be strong enough to accept that you need help. And to ask for that.
Absolutely.
So what advice would you give to younger women who will eventually undergo these changes and reach this age? What would you say to them?
They must always be true to themselves and remember their worth always. And not settle when it comes to anything. They really should take a very good hard look at themselves and understand exactly what they're worth.
So where do you think the idea of perfect body image comes from?
Oh, sweet Lord, it's everywhere, isn't it? It's in your face all the time, on television, movies, billboards, advertisements. You're never too thin. You're not thin enough. And it causes major problems. I have started looking at women differently. Because I have been around people who have had quite terrible things to say about just people passing by. Mm. You know, oh, they should spend more time at the salad bar. And it's just, I think women, irrespective of their shape, they have an innate beauty that has nothing to do with outward appearances. And I know that I've treated my daughters that way. My daughters are beautiful. I don't know where they got that from. But what is really important is the fact that they're very smart women. They speak their own minds, and sometimes it's not such a good idea. But they don't hesitate. They will always stand up for themselves. And I think I don't take a lot of the credit for that, because they've grown into themselves. I haven't always been around, and they've made great decisions about their lives.
As we say, you give them a good start base.
I certainly tried. There were many hiccups along the way. And as parents, we do, we can do a lot of damage. But they've done very, very well.
Yeah. So when you mentioned the people who do comments about others' shape, I think it's more about them. It's their fear. Like when they look, like women look at others and see something which they don't want to be, or they're afraid, I'm afraid to put on weight. And so she's sounded out.
I think you're right,
her own fear. And the other lady may be very happy in her body, you know, and she's fine, or she's more enjoying eating food than looking thin.
I know. My husband has a saying, every meal is a feast and every day is a holiday. And I think we should treat life a little more like that. You should enjoy more of life, because it's not guaranteed to last forever.
That's true, yeah. I think the only reason you should think about your weight is your health, like how it affects your health.
Absolutely.
Once it starts affecting your health, that's time to think about it seriously. But if you're happy and healthy and you got a couple of more kilos extra, or even 10 kilos extra, but you're feeling well, then it's okay. So what does it mean to you, feeling good and looking good? And what comes first for you?
Feeling good definitely comes first. Because if I'm not feeling good, I might just stay in bed all day. And that's not a good look. So feeling good comes first. And I think that is important to me. When I feel good, it doesn't really matter. I don't have to make too much effort to think that I look good. Mm-hmm. And when I get dressed, I do so to please myself. Whatever I decide to wear on that day, it's not to please anybody else but myself. Mm. And if my husband thinks I look great, that's a bonus. I don't deliberately dress to please him.
So what makes you feel the most beautiful?
I don't know that I've ever really felt beautiful. My husband tells me constantly, and I think that perhaps that's his job. So I can readily see beauty in other people, but no, I don't see myself as beautiful. I don't see, you know, I might be attractive, but not beautiful.
So you yet still to figure it out?
Well, at 64, I better hurry up.
I think you have plenty of time. So, do you have any favorite quote about being a woman?
I do. Actually, I have two. One is keep your head, your heels, and standards high. And that was said by Coco Chanel. Yeah. But there is another one. There is a special place in hell for women who don't support other women.
Oh, that's the great one.
And I think that's very true. Yeah. You know, even though we do, as women, we do tend to talk more. And you would think that you would receive more support. But sometimes that doesn't happen. Mm. Also, as women, we tend to hide a lot. You know, you can pretend all sorts of things. That you have a perfect family, and so that other people don't see that you have issues. Mm. So those are my two favorites at the moment.
That's a great one. I love the second one. I just love it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Isabel. Thank you for joining our project. I hope you will enjoy today's photo shoot. And thank you for sharing your thoughts in this podcast. And welcome again.
Thank you, Alexandra. That was very good for me to do. Thank you.
If you have an interesting story to share, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us on info@alexandrawalkout.com, and that's Alexandra spelled with a KS, or visit our website, alexandrawalkout.com.